Our 10-minute speaker is Tamara from San Diego. Yay. Hi, my name is Tamara and I'm an alcoholic. Congratulations to the token takers and welcome to the newcomers. It's really an honor to get to be here. I've been trying to figure out for the last few days what's anonymous about telling 200 people in Allied Gardens that I'm an alcoholic, but I am pleased to be here. 2 years, 7 months, and 2 days ago, I had my last drink at downtown Disneyland in the Rainforest Cafe with my husband and my 6-year-old daughter, and I was arrested for drunk in public and charged with child endangerment. And it took us 38 days to get that little girl out of Anaheim. She was held there by a CPS worker who felt she needed to be out of the home for at least 6 months. Our 12-year-old, thank God, was not with us, and she was just fine. It was really a God moment because I couldn't get sober. I didn't have time to get sober. I was a mom, and the hangovers were getting too painful, and I didn't have time for the pain to get sober, so I would just have a couple more. I would get my wine at night, make sure I left just enough to have at 5 in the morning before everybody got up so that I could function. And in the end, my husband, who was an alcoholic, I was lying to him about how I drank. I had him convinced that my gum smelled like wine because I always chewed it when I drank, so he was so used to smelling it that that's what it was. And I drank these little bottles of wine with the screw top because I could have them right away. And I would go to different Save-Ons and get them, and I would get the 4-pack and restock them in the fridge so they'd be cold when I had to come back for more, and it was a job. But I could count them. And on this particular day at Disneyland, I was drinking vodka, which I hadn't drank in some time, and I was at a bar with animal seats that look like animal butts, and the children are welcome to sit with you. And my husband had disappeared, so I was no longer counting his drinks and completely lost track of mine. And on the 39th day, she was finally sent to San Diego after we were allowed to see her 1 hour a day. And we had our other daughter at home, so we spent all of our time back and forth to L.A. to spend 1 hour, 3 days a week with that child. But she was with God. God had her, and he had me in meetings 3-4 times a day, because that's all I could do. We found amazing meetings up in Orange County. On the day that I was released from jail, the following day, and had shaken and laid in a cell, shaking and not knowing where my child was and not knowing where my husband was, and I had never been arrested before, and I thought my life was manageable. I knew about the first step, but my life was still manageable, and I'd be in the store and getting my wine, and if they didn't have it, I wouldn't buy a bottle of vodka. I'd just leave because they didn't have that. And it was such a sickness and getting rid of the little bottles, but my life was still manageable. I had my house, my kids were, I got straight A's, they looked great, and that was in my police report, how great my daughter looked, and that she was obviously well taken care of. But this CPS worker knew alcoholics up in Orange County, and she wasn't buying anything I had to say. And I see a lot of you out here that I got sober with. I met my sponsor right away at a 7 a.m. meeting because I had to be off my block by 6:45 because I lived 6 houses from my daughter's school. And I had told them that we had a family crisis and we're out of town, so I couldn't very well be seen on the block. So I found the 7 a.m. meeting and found a family there. And I told my story to anyone who would listen. And my sponsor sent me to a Monday night women's meeting, and a lot of you are here. And Kathy, it's great to see you. And these women saved my life. I spent that Halloween with these women at this Monday night meeting because I wasn't trick-or-treating with my little daughter. And the amazing thing that I knew that God was involved in this was our next stop after the Build-A-Bear in the Rainforest Cafe was to be to buy her Belle costume for Halloween. And on the Friday night when we went to visit her, there she was in this Belle costume, head to toe, with all these other little princesses whose parents had fucked up in some major way, that their children were here instead of with them. And the director there said that when they pulled out the costume, she said, "The Belle one is mine." And I knew God had her, and I knew that God had me. And on that 39th day, I said, "She'll be back tomorrow." It was the day before Thanksgiving. And I said, "God's only going to test me for 40 days, you know, me and Moses and Jesus and all the guys, you know." But it was true. She did come home on that 40th day, and I'm proud to say that I haven't had the need to drink since that time. But the reasons I drank are still there. So I stay with you guys. I spend a lot of time in meetings. I was told when I got here to call 3 women every day. And I got a lot of phone numbers because I was as desperate as a dying can be. And I would look in the mirror at the end of my drinking and know I was dying. And I could no longer discern if I was drinking because I was dying or if I was dying because I was drinking. I just knew I was dying. And I didn't know how to stop. And I told my niece, I would tell people while drunk occasionally that I had a big problem. The next day it was like, oh, that was crazy. I'm just fine. And I'm going to go to a PTA meeting now and everything will be fine. But I said, I need to go away somewhere to get sober. I don't have time. I have kids. I have too much to do. And that 40 days let me stay with you people and tell my story to a lot of people. I went to that women's meeting and had no idea. It was a meeting where they call on you. For months of going there, I would just raise my hand and they'd let me talk and they just let me talk it through. And how it is today is my kids frustrate me and my husband frustrates me and they're beautiful and they're insane and all the reasons I drank are still there. But I have a lot of phone numbers in my phone and I have a lot of people I can depend on. And I have people that I met as newcomers who look to me to be sober. And when I had a drinking dream one night and a woman who has a year and one day for my birthday. And I drank in this dream, and in the dream it was her that I was devastated. What will I tell her? How am I going to tell her I did this and we're not going to celebrate our birthdays together? And that tells me that this program works in a way that is so beyond anything I can conceive of. And I was loved until I could love myself again. And for, you know, I was a blackout drinker from the first time I drank. I threw up. It was, you know, I spent 23 years trying to get it right. You know, sometimes it was okay. My mouth is so dry. I don't think my mouth has been this dry since my last hangover. But my daughter, when she was 13, my oldest daughter, did drink and came home from a party with her friends with mascara down to here and reeking of alcohol and a story of how she ate some bad pizza and threw up. Hand me that water, Leticia. And I said, don't, you know, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. And she kind of laughed. And she looked me in the eye and said, I didn't drink. And I knew right then that I taught her to say that. Because I looked that child in the eye her whole life and told her I didn't drink. When she'd say, Mommy, why did you drink? Why did you drink? And she was now in middle school. And I'd say, I didn't drink. And there it was, staring me right in the face. And the next day when she was sick and she needed Gatorade and she understood the Gatorade and she understood the potatoes and the potato salad and all the things that we did to get over our hangovers, except she didn't drink the next day, so that was good. But I said, this would be the gene pool that you're swimming at the bottom of that I've been telling you about, because you don't have a chance with alcohol. I didn't have a chance with alcohol. I came from a long line of alcoholics and I didn't breed well. And she said, that's not fair. And I said, no, but that's how it's going to be for you. And I met a woman in this program who said that she wished that when she was 14 and throwing up in the gutter when her mother picked her up at a party, that her mother had told her that her grandfather died of alcoholism. And I get to do that for my child. I get to tell her that it's a bad gene pool you're swimming in here. And I get to have friends. And I get to have love. And I get to find other ways to handle the extreme frustration that you get as a mom and a wife and a worker among workers and all the things that we do every day. And there are times when, yeah, you just want to check out or go fetal and under the blankets, but my phone will ring sometimes. People will call me, and it's such a gift to have other alcoholics call me, and I can hear about somebody else's day. And it's a gift to meet newcomers and go, that's why I can't have a glass of wine. I was at a school function where everyone was having wine and thought, why can't I have a glass of wine? And the next morning I went to a meeting and saw a woman shaking so bad and telling me how she had to have 2 little vodkas to come to the meeting. And I went, oh, yeah, that's why I can't have a glass of wine with the other grown-ups, because I'm not one. And I dressed like a grown-up tonight, though. I've got on big girl shoes and it's really scary up here. But I really honored to be here, and it's so great to look out and see so many of you who saw me sobbing and crawling into these rooms so desperate and so afraid, and it's just good to be sober. And I still make mistakes and say things I wish I hadn't said, but we have something called amends where we can just talk about it. This morning I was at a Catholic church for a first communion and found myself wanting to be Catholic. you know, I really, this looks really good being Catholic, and confession's kind of like a fifth step every Sunday, and wouldn't that be cool? And then I think about all the people I've met who were so damaged by being Catholic, but anyway, some are sicker than others, and, you know, today I'm here. So thank you for listening. I think I'm done. Am I done?